This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some medical procedures that had been postponed can move forward now with the end of Colorado's statewide stay-at-home order. Medical providers want to make sure the state doesn't face shortages of protective gear or medications. Dr. David Markinson is with the Colorado Medical Society.
A staged return to procedures is appropriate. We do have to think about resources.
Some medical providers who joined a call Sunday with the governor's emergency epidemic response team worry that moving too fast could lead to a surge in cases. Colorado meatpacking companies have seen their operations affected by coronavirus. Now the cheese producer Leprino Foods has closed its plant in Fort Morgan because of positive cases. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
The cheese company will remain closed for at least 5 days after testing revealed a high number of people who tested positive for COVID-19. The exact number has not been released at this time. The company began testing April 19th and says it will finish testing all 350 employees by Monday. During the five-day closure, the company will do a deep cleaning of the facility. All employees that were scheduled to work will still be paid. The company also says that employees over the high-risk age of 65 won't be expected to be at the facility, but will still get paid until further notice. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Vail Resorts is offering credits of up to 80% on next season's ski passes for customers who didn't get to use their passes this season. Vail is also adding insurance to next season passes. This past season ended about a month early when the governor ordered ski resorts to close March 14th. This is CPR News.